It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to an all-new episode of Talkin' Ship right here on WOMT, the Lakeshore's good neighbor, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTRadio.com. We got Kathy once again from Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I have no complaints. I know this is a busy week for the museum because we got another event tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it seems like every time we talk at the beginning of the month, we're talking about our Think and Drink program.
Yes,
because it's the first Thursday of every month.
Yes.
So that would be tomorrow.
So what is the topic? What's the agenda for tomorrow?
Yeah, so if for those of you who haven't attended our Think and Drink program before, this is first Thursday of every month. We bring in speakers to talk about different maritime topics. It's certainly appropriate topics for the whole family, but it's, you know, mostly adults, and, you know, we have a bar there with all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
The good news is this is a free program.
I love it.
And it's a free program because we have sponsorship from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, as well from donors who attend. So again, free program. And the topic this month are waves and spars, women in the Navy and Coast Guard in World War II. We were going to have this earlier in the year, and we had to move it around, so this is when it fit in. So waves and spars, our whole topic this year, or our theme this year, is women in maritime history, right?
Yep.
So this time we're talking about support services that women provided in World War II. So in World War II, you know, mostly you think of the men, the soldiers, the sailors serving in World War II, but over 350,000 American women served in the armed forces through programs like the Navy's WAVES, which stand for Women Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Service, and then also the Coast Guard's SPARS program, Semper Paratus, Always Ready. And it was initially met with some resistance that these women had answered the call to their nation. But obviously they proved to be incredibly valuable, and it really laid the foundation for women to, be in the armed services going forward.
I love how the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, you guys are highlighting, you're recognizing, we're celebrating the history here. And again, offering this as a free program for our residents. I mean, it is such a huge blessing to have the Maritime Museum here locally, and then events like this. It's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, we get a lot of tourists in the summertime, but we are a community resource. So this is a way that we're inviting people in. Hopefully this is something that's not just interesting and educational, but, you know, a way to provide community. Meet your neighbors, get to hang out with people who have similar interests than you, interested in history.
Well, and I was going to say, and to recognize and honor and celebrate the history, right? I mean, like, this is something that we have to talk about, and we have to continue to educate our community what is going on.
Yeah, listen, as somebody who's a historian and been doing this for many years, the question of relevance always comes up.
Right.
And you know, my answer to this is incredibly, incredibly relevant to talk about history. The people and the events that came before really inform who we are now, and, you know, can shape how we're creating community going forward. Yeah. So we're so happy to be that connector. So I invite people to come out. If you want to learn more about this program and all of our upcoming programs, of course, you go to our website, which is wisconsinmaritime.org.
And again, that's tomorrow night. What time does it start?
6:30. 6:30. Okay. So come on in you can get a cocktail or a soda, hang out, talk to people, and then the program will start, and you'll have a great time. I promise.
Kathy, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you and the entire staff are doing over at the museum. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning, talking ship on WOMT.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.